This is Akashwani, the news read by Netya Franco. Prime Minister Narendra Modi lauded the special campaign 4.0, which focuses on overall cleanliness of workplaces, space management, promoting sustainable practices, and optimum disposal of pending matters. Special Campaign 4.0 achieved sustainable outcomes including 2,364 crore rupees for state exchequer simply by disposing of scrap since 2021. Responding to a social media post by Union Minister Jitendra Singh, Prime Minister Modi said that the success of the campaign shows how collective efforts can lead to sustainable results, promoting both cleanliness and economic prudence. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar highlighted India's growing influence on the global stage. He said that the entire world is appreciating India's history. Speaking at a private event in Mumbai, Dr. Jaishankar emphasized that while the progress may seem ordinary to those in India, the world has increasingly taken notice of the country's transformation. He spoke at length about various aspects of India's infrastructure development, including the creation of 75 new airports, 16 new metro systems, broader national highways, and better quality railway services. He also noted the rise of India's youth, many of whom are now recognized for their potential inside the country and abroad. Speaking about the paradigm shift in the post-COVID-19 era, Dr. Jaishankar pointed out that there is now a greater global focus on building more reliable, resilient and diversified supply chains. Justice Sanjeev Khanna will be sworn in as the 51st Chief Justice of India today. President Draupadi Murmu will administer the oath of office at Rashtrapati Bhavan in a ceremony at 10 a.m. Justice Khanna will remain in the top office till mid-May 2025. In Jammu and Kashmir, a junior commissioned officer of the Army Special Force laid down his life while three soldiers were critically injured in a gunfight with terrorists in a remote forest area of Kishtwar district yesterday. Based on specific intelligence input regarding the presence of terrorists, a joint operation was launched by security forces in the general area of Bharat Ridge in Kishtwar following recent killing of two village defense guards. Three to four terrorists are believed to be trapped in the area and a massive search operation is underway. More details are awaited. In West Bengal, by-elections will be held on Wednesday for six assembly constituencies. Sitai, Madarihat, Nehati, Haroa, Medinipur and Tal Dangra. The Election Commission is taking comprehensive measures to ensure a free and fair election across these constituencies. A total of 108 companies of central forces will be deployed along with adequate number of state police and quick response teams to maintain law and order. The air quality of Delhi NCR continues to be in the very poor category. According to Central Pollution Control Board, an air quality index AQI of 336 was reported in the national capital at 8 p.m. The Met Department has forecast that Delhi NCR is likely to experience smog and shallow fog in the night and morning hours during the next 2 to 3 days. An air quality index between 0 and 50 is considered good, 51 and 100 satisfactory, 101 and 200 moderate. In cricket, South Africa defeated India by 3 wickets in a thrilling encounter at St. George's Park in Gakbera. Chasing down the target of 125, South Africa reached the target in 19 overs, finished at 128 for 7 wickets. Tristan Stubbs played a match-winning knock, remaining unbeaten on 47 runs, while Gerard Coetzee provided a crucial cameo, scoring 19 off 9 balls. For India, Varun Chakravarti claimed a 5-wicket haul. And that's the end of this news bulletin.